It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Oh, I'm your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on the upcoming council elections and two questions I have about body art, otherwise known as tattoos. I will end the show with a request for your help in solving a local mystery of possibly scandalous proportions. According to the city's website, 7 people have filed the necessary paperwork to run for city council. Their backgrounds range from retired corporate counsel through developmental editor, whatever that means, to personal assistant. You should be able to find out more about each of the candidates sometime next week when the city completes construction of its 2012 municipal election webpage on the city's website. At that time, you can access at least each candidate's nomination papers and candidate statements. So how does it work when 7 people are running for 3 openings? Each voter is allowed 3 votes, not for the same person. This isn't Chicago yet. And the 3 candidates who garner the most votes win the 3 positions. In the next week or so, you will no doubt observe what is becoming an annual fall rite: the appearance of yard signs extolling one candidate or the other. Please be respectful of those signs, as they both represent someone's or something's hard cash and our collective First Amendment rights. You may disagree with the message on the sign, but do respect the important freedom of speech the sign represents. I am led to believe the candidate debates will be televised this time around, but I urge you to participate in person if you can. Television is a marvelous device, but it does not substitute for being there. Ask any kid at a Giants game. Shifting to a different subject, I have 2 questions about body art or tattoos. No, my queries are not based on those judgmental positions about the body is a temple or you'll regret that when you get old. No, my questions go to some fundamentals like needles. I have been stitched up so many times, I resemble an old hockey goalie before they wore masks. But I still have an absolute abhorrence of needles. I'm not alone. My father was part of the Greatest Generation, and one of the few stories he told me of his World War II experience was of standing in line with a bunch of Army recruits days after Pearl Harbor, waiting to receive inoculations. He said some sadistic Army corpsman walked along the line holding a massive syringe they used to give shots to horses, and recruits started fainting up and down the line. I don't get how someone can sit there for apparently hours while another person continually sticks a needle in them. And what if the person is a lousy artist? Which leads into my next question. Body art is permanent. What do you do if your taste changes? Or if you stop dating Jane or Jack and you have her or his name tattooed on your arm? I can listen to a new song over and over, but after a month or so, I tire of it, unless it is a rare classic. Do people grow tired of their tattoos? If so, what do they do? I would greatly appreciate answers to these questions. You can get my email address at the end of this show. You can also help me solve a local mystery. During some research into the Sausalito Arts Festival, I came across a picture of the foundation's Board of Trustees. You can find the picture by doing a web search for Sausalito Art Festival. When the website opens, go along the top banner and click on Foundation and then Board of Trustees. Scroll down and you will find the picture in question. It certainly appears to this observer that the picture was altered to add the 3 men on the left side of the back row. Please let me know, after viewing the picture, whether you agree with me. If I am correct, The reason for the alteration could be completely innocent or diabolically sinister. Since diabolically sinister is always a lot more fun, I lean in that direction. Before I dig any further into this mystery, I need confirmation that my suspicions are correct. If you agree with me, please feel free to include your theory on why the alteration was done, particularly if your reason is diabolically sinister. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.